If you identify yourself with anything, however noble that thing is, a marvelous non-dual teacher or a great spiritual tradition, you are limiting yourself.
Mm. Okay.
And there's nothing very spiritual about that. Although you may appear to be very spiritual because you're such a good devotee of a particular teacher or a particular tradition, but you are limiting yourself. And if you are limiting yourself, you are by definition setting yourself up for conflict. That's why there's conflict between religious communities and spiritual communities and between teachers and all that. There's nothing spiritual about that. It's just a kind of a veneer over the ego.
Mm-hmm.